Discover nature this week and look for intricately decorated black and yellow garden spiders and gardens in grassy areas near houses. Though many in the United States are squeamish when it comes to spiders, in some parts of the world, people believe that giving a spider as a gift or meeting a spider will bring good fortune, a successful marriage, or fair weather. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, yellow garden spiders are one of the largest of the orb weavers. A garden spider's web has a firm frame surrounding the central hub of white silk with threads radiating from the hub. The spiral is the only sticky part of the web. Between the hub and spiral, the spider can pass safely without getting caught in its own trap. Yellow garden spiders have poor eyesight and must rely on vibrations to sense their prey. The spider's leg coverings of sensitive hairs sense movement, touch, and air currents. Garden spiders are able to vary their silk's thickness, composition, and stickiness. The spider hardens the thread by pulling on it, and the spider silk is at least 5 times as strong as steel and twice as elastic as nylon. It's waterproof and can stretch 2 to 4 times its length. Information on the Missouri Department of Conservation website emphasizes the valuable position spiders hold in our environment. On agricultural lands, they destroy huge numbers of crop-damaging insects. Populations of spiders range from 11,000 per acre in woodlands to more than 2.5 million individuals in a grassland acre. Since each spider in a field might consume at least one insect per day, their cumulative effect on insect populations is significant. To keep track of current natural events, like when to watch for garden spiders in your yard, you can get your own natural events calendar from the Missouri Department of Conservation. This is Candace Davis, hoping you take advantage of Missouri's outdoor opportunities and discover nature this week.